Sarah Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane, and we have Benny in the studio. Hey, Benny, how are you?
Hi there. Doing well, ladies. I hope you're still staying safe and smoke-free for the most part.
Yeah, smoke-free, not so much, but safe, yeah. Definitely.
Good girl.
Yeah,
we need
some rain. We need some rain.
It's on the way.
Okay. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane does the TAPS system, the Accelerated Performance System. It's a muscle, she muscle tests the body to find out where your nutritional deficiencies are, recommends a whole food nutrition product, which gets in your body, repairs it, supports it, and brings your body back into balance. She's been doing this since 1992. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. However, she has clients all over the United States. So you don't need to live in the state of Washington to become a client. She does phone consultations and Zoom calls as well. But today, our topic is ordinary to extraordinary. And I have to say, we have a very extraordinary special guest. Today, our special guest is Dr. Bob Hoffman. He is the president of the Master Circle. Glasses on. Here we go, people. Best-selling author, visionary, international speaker, healer, chiropractor, business expert, and success coach, and he is Mary Jane's coach. So with that, I would like to introduce you all to Dr. Bob Hoffman.
Thank you.
Hi, so Dr. much. Hoffman. How are you?
Thank you so much for that great introduction. In fact, it was the best introduction I've had all day, so thank you.
I'm available for you anytime.
Thank you.
So, Mary Jane, what would you like to say about Dr. Hoffman?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I very much have looked forward to this, and we've talked about the show and how it's impacting and influencing people's lives all over the country and transforming people's health. And it's just an absolute honor for me to be one of your guests. I am so pleased.
Oh, he's so sweet. I would like to say I knew Dr. Hoffman before Mary Jane did. So we go way back.
That's true.
Yeah. She has a personal connection to Dr. Bob. So she keeps me in line at the office. So I have to stay in line at the office. Otherwise, she tells my coach on me.
Exactly.
Accountability. That's what it's about.
I keep telling her that. I don't know. So I can't wait till we talk later. Okay, Mary Jane, extraordinary to extraordinary.
All right, Dr. Bob, what do you say?
Well, listen, there's nothing wrong with ordinary. By definition, that's what 80% of the people are and what they do and how they live their lives. So many people have lowered their tolerations and accepted mediocrity. One of the things I've said for a long time is once you lick the lollipop of mediocrity, you will suck forever, pretty much. And there's nothing wrong with it. To me, it's just incomplete. You know, we're all children of God. We all have greatness inside of us. We're all as smart as each other, as good as each other. None of us are better than one another. And every one of us has the ability to go that extra mile, to learn that extra skill, to turn a weaker area into a strength, and to make that transition and that transformation from ordinary to extraordinary. The difference between ordinary and extraordinary is just that little extra. And it doesn't take that much. And we all have that ability. So it could be about your own personal health or your relationships or your earning capabilities. It could be about making a difference in your home or your community or your business. We all have that ability. And Mary Jane, I know you've done that. You are extraordinary in your intuitive healing and your ability to change people's lives for the better forever. I feel blessed that I've been able to do that, but I am absolutely, totally confident anyone can if they applied themselves.
Ooh, I love that. I got chills all over. I want to be even better than extraordinary now.
Well, it's absolutely true. People start to settle for where they're at and don't realize the possibilities. And today there are so many possibilities because people are so low, the only way is up. And that's what I see most of the time, is giving people hope and know that there's a rainbow at the end, and you got to keep your eye on the prize and what you want.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, I think part of the challenge here is that there's so much pain in so many people's lives that intuitively they just shut down. They're numb. And it's living in that state of numbness that they know they're not healthy, but they don't know if they ever can be. They know they're not paying their bills, but they hope someday it's going to change. They know they're in a wrong relationship, but they're not willing to move out of it. They're numb. So part of the process for me is about waking up. It's about raising awareness, raising consciousness, raising standards. And, you know, part of the mission of the Master Circle is to raise the consciousness and the standards of the chiropractic profession, as an example. So B.J. Palmer, the developer of chiropractic, who wrote 49 books about chiropractic before he passed away in 1961, the last few years of his life, he said that the purpose of chiropractic care is to raise consciousness. And I believe that that's where it begins. I think the listeners of your show, Mary Jane, are privileged and fortunate and blessed, even if they may or may not realize it, because if they do have a discovery consultation with you, if they do utilize your service, you will help them raise their consciousness and raise their awareness, because your consciousness is so off the charts amazing that you could dial in and tell them where their interferences, where their blockages are, where their nutritional deficiencies are, why their energy is lower. It's easy to live an extraordinary life. You just have to first want to. You have to recognize exactly. There's something more out there. You've got to go for that brass ring, that golden ring, and not settle.
Ooh, I love it. I'm getting inspired here, Dr. Ball.
Well, it's true. People just get used to the way they are and they think that's it. And like I tell my people every time we have the show, it's time to pick up the phone and make that difference. And I see it every day when people call. We had new people this week and they were just amazed and blown away how easy it was. And some for some people, they were so sick. They said, "You really can help me? You mean I can be helped?" Because they had no hope. So it's so much fun to do what I do because it's not complicated. Once people make the decision to change, then most of the time the only way for them is up. So it's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, Mary Jane, it's interesting that you say it the way you just said it, because it's not complicated for you. because you understand the fundamentals of health. You understand the fundamentals of how people have gotten sick or ill, or at least are not expressing their potential. And you know how to fix that. And that's your gift. And that's why your listeners are so blessed, in my opinion. Look, there's not a lot people have to do to become a much, much healthier version of themselves. You know, one of the questions that really started to come up during the COVID crisis is, you know, how do I raise my health? How do I raise my immunity? How do I make sure I don't get sick? Well, you know, there's a lot of options here, but if we really stop and think about it, there's only about five. One, we've got to eat better and take better supplements, you know, natural supplements that will rebalance the body's chemistry. The body can't heal if its chemistry is abnormal or deficient. Two, we've got to move more. We got to exercise. Even if exercise is walking around the neighborhood for 20 minutes after dinner every night, but we were designed to be in motion. Motion is what causes our brain to grow and heal and to stay young and healthy. Three, we have to get some restorative sleep. What's restorative sleep? Well, there's rapid eye movement sleep and there's deep delta sleep. There are four brainwave patterns that we go through during sleep. but it's only the deep delta brainwave patterns and the rapid eye movement brainwave patterns that allow the brain and the body to heal, to cleanse itself, to prepare for the next day. We have to lower our stress. Oh my God, we're all bombarded with physical, chemical, emotional, electromagnetic stress all day. You know, physically, some of us sit too long. Some of us wear inappropriate footwear or sleep on crappy mattresses. Some of us lift inappropriately, have poor posture. These are physical stresses. For many of us, it's chemical stress. Additives, colorings, dyes, preservatives. It's too much alcohol, too much caffeine or nicotine or aerosol sprays. Sometimes it's shampoo or makeup. But the most common stress and the most devastating stress is emotional. Isolation, fear, uncertainty, family challenges, money challenges, relationship challenges, work issues. I mean, there are millions of people who don't like what they do. That is a constant, never-ending emotional stress. And of course, over the last 20 or 30 years, the level of electromagnetic stress has exploded with cell phones and the internet and 5G all over the place. All stress is toxic to our brain. If your brain's not well, you can't be well. It's just that simple. Yeah. And as a chiropractor, I'm admitting I'm a bit prejudiced. You also have to make sure that your nervous system is functioning properly by making sure that your spine is properly aligned. So this is a big issue because all of the other things that I spoke about, the nutrition, the exercise, the sleep, the stress management, if that's not being done well, it causes poor posture. When a brain is stressed, it causes the body to contract, and it almost always contracts on one side. So all of a sudden, even though we have anatomically even legs, God doesn't make too many mistakes. When people lie down, one leg might be a quarter of an inch or a half inch shorter than the other because one side of the body contracted from chronic stress. When we're under chronic stress, we're secreting and marinating in chemicals and hormones like cortisol that cause damage. It weakens our vagal tone. The vagus nerve is the most important nerve in the entire body. It literally connects your brain to your gut microbiome, to your heart. It fights inflammation, the precursor of every disease. It connects to more than half your organs. There's actually research out there that tells us that the number one predictor of survivability of cancer is your vagal tone. That people who have low vagal tone have, unfortunately, a very high rate of not making it past cancer. But people with high vagal tone have a great survivability rate. So one of the things we have to look into is how do we raise vagal tone? Well, there's a wide range of ways to do this, like being in nature and grounding and earthing. Belly laughter, real belly laughter, being happy, sustained positive emotions like love and gratitude. But again, as a chiropractor, I know when I adjust your upper neck, I'm going to stimulate vagal tone. And Mary Jane, so much of what you do nutritionally stimulates vagal tone. That's part of the healing mechanism.
Exactly.
So as people understand, like you understand these foundational principles, it's rather easy to have a discovery consultation with a stranger who might be living 1,200 miles away that you can ask a series of questions or review their blood work, and literally in 3 seconds, it jumps off the screen. You know what their problem is, and more important, you know how to fix it naturally, rapidly, and sustainably.
Wow. That was very impressive, Dr. Hoffman. And with that, it's time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Bass, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Bass Tales from the Merworld Radio holds safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Bass, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Are you a feminine entrepreneur and you're tired of being stuck in the making just enough money trap? I hear you. I'm Julie Steelman, and I just released a brand new masterclass about how to unlock the three secrets to creating a financial breakthrough in your business. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com. I'm going to walk you through the three things you need to do to create that financial breakthrough you've been craving. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com.
Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, with Mary Jane. We have Benny in the studio, and then we have our very extraordinary guest, Dr. Bob Hoffman. Once again, he's the president of the Master Circle, best-selling author, visionary, international speaker, chiropractor, healer, and success coach. And he's actually Mary Jane's coach. So we're very blessed and very lucky to have him with us today. And when we left, we were talking about the vagus nerve, correct?
Correct.
All right. Where are we going, girls? Girls and boys? Where are we going?
Well, again, the whole theme of today is ordinary to extraordinary. And I think the message we really want to leave the audience with is that it's a short distance from ordinary to extraordinary. You just have to know what to do. You know, there's something called the 20/80 principle. It's been around for well over 100 years. And what it basically says is 20% of our actions create 80% of our outcome. Now, I can give you 100 examples of that, and it really is true and accurate. But here's the problem. A, most people don't know about the 20/80 rule. And two, even those that know it aren't sure what the 20% things to focus on are. So the way you make rapid traction, rapid movement, rapid growth is to focus on the things that truly matter. Now, for you, Mary Jane, the things that really matter are assessing people correctly, which you're a master at, and then prescribing natural supplementation that has no side effect but keeps them healthy and well, rebalances their body's chemistry, restores their energy level, normalizes their hormonal balance, and gets their body chemistry back into a state of peak performance. And that's how people heal from the inside out, from above down and from inside out. So why don't you share with me and the audience, Mary Jane, what are maybe three or four or five of the most common things you find that need to be resolved. Because I think if your listeners heard that, they could start to relate to it.
Well, probably the number one thing is digestive issues, which would be gallbladder, bile duct, and of course the stomach. And when people have a bile duct issue, they'll have bloating and they just, their belly will just, no matter what they eat, bloats up like a balloon. And they just don't feel good. They're very tired. Their joints ache. They feel very old. And they can't think clear. Because when your gallbladder and your bile duct are not working, it's like you got a plug in your system. So now everything else is slowed down. So just by clear, they could have a list of 10 thing concerns. And all we do is take care of that and get their body functioning again. And they come back to the other 10 things go away.
Right.
So that's the number one thing I see. The number two thing is stress. And in back of everything I see, it's the emotion, totally. So the number two thing is people can't think clear. They're stressed out. Their body's tired. And when they can't think clear, it's the front of their brain that needs help. It's like a CEO of a company. And I look at everybody as their own CEO. They're operating their family. They're functioning, doing probably more things in a day than most people or want to do. So by getting their brain, giving them the right nutrition for their brain, then they're able to, again, I look at the heart as your main battery. Your brain is your second battery. If your heart's tired, your brain's going to be tired. So you have to balance the two. And then the third thing I see is just general aches and pains all over. You know, their body's out of alignment. And when people are coming in the office, I do a technique called cranial release, which is amazing to help them. But I also refer out to chiropractors. And we refer to the best chiropractors in the area. And that those together help them get better faster. And when I'm checking them, I can tell what their structure is. I can tell where we need to start. Sometimes we need to start with some nutrition and then they see the chiropractor just to get them out of the crisis.
Right.
When people are gallbladder and bile ducts are two, they're in a total crisis. So those are, and chemicals, toxins, especially now with the smoke, those are all common things I see.
And, you know, one of the most interesting things, you know, the body has this inner wisdom, this innate intelligence. And it's my experience that the body will whisper to you when something is wrong. And if you ignore it, it will start screaming.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. So for example, when someone is fatigued for no real reason, more so than usual, if someone's not sleeping well, they can't fall asleep, or they're waking up every hour and a half, or someone's got some digestive irregularities, bloating, distension of the stomach, bowel troubles, either end of those bowel troubles, when someone's skin is not smooth, it's rashy, it's dry, eczema, or things like that, when someone is moody or is emotionally eating or has a racing mind that just will not shut off, or if they're not aging gracefully, maybe that's a nice way to say it, or they're just not even happy. You know, they just, life isn't plus or minus, that it's vanilla. You know, when people have that, any or all of those symptoms, and there are more, these are all symptoms of the body beginning to whisper to you, something's wrong, something's out of balance, pay attention, fix this. And some of the things you just rattled off are just spot on. It's very commonly digestive, gallbladder and bile duct. It's very often emotional stress. I've yet to meet anyone who doesn't have some severe illness. You know, it could be cancer or heart disease or full-fledged diabetes or musculosclerosis or some disease like that, that when you start to interview them and ask them questions, I frequently ask this question: have you had some major emotional hit over the last year or two? It's stunning to me that 100% of the time they do. They'll tell me that they just recently moved, or God forbid, there was a death of a loved one, or somebody in the family got fired from work or lost their job, or a child is in rehab, or whatever it may be, but there was a significant emotional hit and they just couldn't withstand it.
Exactly. And you see that every time.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. So again, I think the message here for me, and you said it so perfectly, is listen to your body. If you have mysterious aches and pains for no apparent reason, and they come and go, and they come and go, and they never completely disappear, it's your body whispering to you, pay attention, fix me, find an expert who can help you fix me. So I'm urging your listeners, believe me, I have no horse in this race, but I'm urging your listeners, schedule a consultation with Mary Jane. She is an amazing healer. You know, there are doctors and there are healers. Some doctors are healers. Some are more mechanistic. That doesn't mean they're not as good. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong, but they're not healers. Mary Jane is connected to a higher power. She just senses things and picks up things that other people, they scratch their head and go, how would you know that? But she's right on. And if she can even guide you on what you should be paying attention to, or what you should be eating, or what you should be avoiding, or what's two or three or four supplements could literally transform your life, I'm telling you, it would be a godsend to you. So you make sure you connect with her. The reason she has a radio show is because she's a freaking expert. She's a healer. She has an immaculate reputation. I know for a fact that you only accept patients that you know for sure you can help.
Exactly.
And the people you accept always get better.
Exactly.
That's a winning record, in my opinion.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for being on the show today. It was fun having you. Hope to have you back.
It'll be my pleasure. Thank you for having me. To both of you, to you, Mary Jane, and to you, Nancy, you guys are dear friends. I love and respect and admire you guys. And you are agents of light in a world that has too much darkness in it. We need more people who are lit up like the two of you. And you guys help light up others. And that's one of the reasons I love and appreciate you so much.
Thank you. We love you.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman. We love you. And thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to be with us.
You're very welcome.
Very much.
Have a great day. And again, to all the listeners, don't sit there. Take action.
Thank you.
Thank you. And with that, time for us to take another short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
I love Sanskrit, its beauty and its universal ideas. I love that this is readily accessible to everyone. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. This pure and perfect aspect to Sanskrit is ever available. Sanskrit is the voice of reason, truth, and practical wisdom, which tells us what's the right thing to say or do in any situation. Try this. When you are unclear what to do, think of someone wise and ask yourself, what would they say or do here? The answer that comes is always just right. It's pure and perfectly formed, so you can take your next best step forward. I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence, a timeless wisdom, and host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Learn how to gain access to simple timeless wisdom with my Fuse program. Buy my book, Conscious Confidence, today at consciousconfidence.com and get started.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit TheDivineGuidanceGift.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mapp Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Wow, I have to say, that was a pretty powerful first half hour of the show. Dr. Hoffman is an amazing speaker, extremely knowledgeable, and I can't thank him enough for being on the show again. And Mary Jane is one lucky girl having him as her coach.
Exactly.
All right. So if you have a question for Mary Jane, go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, you can go ahead and give our office a call at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Okay.
So that was fun. That was fun. That was saying all the things that he got a lot in that first half hour, and it pertains to each and every one of you. It's like that's what we see every day. People, I had some people this week, new clients that called, and one gal heard about me. She was camping, and somebody walked by, and they happened to just start talking. And this gal, she said, I don't even know how we got on it, but I mentioned I was looking for a holistic healer. And the gal said, oh my gosh, I got somebody for you. And she gave her my name. And so it was pretty exciting. It's exciting to hear how people hear about me. You never know. You never know.
No, and we've had a lot of new people. So clients refer, we've had a lot of people from the radio take that leap of faith and book their appointment. So, but it is, and I have to say, even though she is my mom, and I don't have a horse in the race either, as Dr. Hoffman said, she is absolutely extraordinary at what she does. And it's mind-boggling even to me to this day, and I live with it every day. But it's absolutely amazing to see people calling with absolutely no hope. And then after they get done with their phone call or their Zoom call, I get to talk to them and they're beyond ecstatic. It's almost like they're ordinary when they speak to Mary Jane, but by the time they're done with their consultation, they've hit that extraordinary mark and they're excited and they can't wait to get started and can't wait to feel better and can't wait to, you know, have a really extraordinary life.
And some of them are really surprised that they need very little nutrition. Sometimes your tank is empty and that you do need more nutrition. But when I do your protocol, it's exactly what you need for your body to heal. And what I do, if we give your body what you need to heal, it can happen very quickly. It's not overnight, but you have predictable results. And so we know in a certain time, things are going to change, and always know that you're going to get better. I never have any doubt.
No. And if you're not getting better, there's a particular reason. Maybe you're not getting all your nutrition in. and I'm speaking to somebody who I spoke to yesterday on the phone. You know who you are. So it's very important that we get all that nutrition in, Miss Linda. I only say that out of love because I know you're not feeling very good right now. So make sure you get it all in when it arrives today. Don't.
Well, and sometimes when people don't feel, most people are able to get the nutrition in pretty easy. There are some people who really do, taking pills, they have this mental thing about it and they can't take that many. So what I always tell them, a lot of times they can't take it because they don't feel good. Their digestion is so bad, to think of taking pills, whether it's nutrition or not, is difficult for them. So I have them ease into it. And then once they get up to the full amount is when they then things will start working. And then that's, you have to get up to the full amount to start to see for the body to be able to change. Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Most people do it and do the full amount right away. Yeah.
Yes. So my recommendation is if you put it in a cup, everything you're supposed to take by the end of the day, that cup should be empty. There should be no more nutrition in there. And if there is, you need to take it before you close your eyes for the night and go to sleep. So,
and remember, like Bob said, in all the symptoms, all the different cases, it doesn't matter what you have, from digestion to autoimmune or cardiovascular, heart issues, arrhythmias. It doesn't matter what you have. When I do my testing and test you, but your body tells me exactly what you need in order to be able to heal. And when we follow your body, then that's when we have the predictable results. And it doesn't, when people come in with a label, I don't really care about the label. Again, it's about checking you and seeing exactly what your body needs. And a lot of things can change and they can lose those labels because they're not really where they're at. They just, when you go to the doctor and things are wrong, you have chronic fatigue and you're not getting better, they put you in a chronic fatigue category. So everything doesn't mean you have to live with it forever.
Yeah. And don't own those labels. Don't walk around saying, oh, I have this, because then you're just reaffirming and making it bigger within your body. So you just have to lose the label and find your perfect person to help you get better. And Mary Jane's that person. She's your life coach.
And another, talking about different conditions, another condition I see quite often is panic and anxiety attacks. And often I see that in young people as well as older people, but especially kids getting out of college, kids just trying to get jobs, kids in high school. And when they get that, it's because they're under so much stress, their heart takes a hit, and it could be emotional. Usually there's an emotional, if I quiz them or ask them, and I actually can muscle test and ask when the emotion was and what it was. And I can figure that out by just asking the body. And then first I'll ask them if they know what it is. Say it's 3 years before, often they can pop up with exactly what it is. So when we clear the emotion, we work on that, but then we use the nutrition to help the body come back to optimum health. Like when you have panic attacks and anxiety, often it's your heart. So your heart energetically goes in low gear. The heart, the way I score it, should be a 12 to a 15. When the heart is tired, it goes to a 7. Doesn't mean it's physically a problem or concern. It's energetically a concern. And then when the heart is low, that's when it's like the heart is scared, doesn't know what's happening. And that's when you go into the panic and anxiety attacks. So we were able to identify that, take care of the emotion, give you what you need, and make it all work. So you come back and you can function again.
Yeah. So we've talked about the emotions numerous times on the radio. So once you identify what the emotion is, then you're now able to release it, so you start to get better. That does not mean that there's more emotions that are still hiding in your gallbladder or liver or kidney, but the more you can identify those, acknowledge them, then they start to release. So then you get to move on. You won't be attacked every time something pops up, and you know,
it takes the energy off it. And I do a technique called neuroemotional technique, NET, and I can do that even over the phone. So we could tap into that. So sometimes people will call just for a session for NET and they want to work on their emotions. And it's very quick. It's very quick. And it gives you, and it all makes sense to people when we go through the technique and figure out what it is. And the other thing is, if somebody doesn't want to actually say what it is, all they have to do is think it, and I can muscle test if that's it. So sometimes people aren't ready to talk about things, and that's okay too.
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, we all have baggage. Some of us have more than others, but we all have baggage, and it's our jobs to kind of clear out the baggage and move on.
And that baggage, that starts at the time of conception. From the time you're conceived, you pick up on your mother, your father, the emotions of them. Maybe when you were conceived, the parents weren't ready to have a baby. And so you pick up on that emotion of that negativity, not sure if you're wanted. So it goes on all the way through life.
And you're also born with your parents' nutritional deficiencies as well. Okay, if you have a question for Mary Jane, you can give us a call, glasses on, 1-800-930-2819. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, you can call the office at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
How do we authentically express? Hi, I'm Lisa Marie Shakti Ma with Divine Transmissions Radio, and I'm here to help you answer that question. First off, what is authentic expression? This is when we express from our authentic self, our heart, as opposed to our false self, our mind, or our trauma. Why do we want to do this? Because within this space, divine intelligence resides. Divine intelligence is always expressing for the higher good of all involved. The first step is just to take one or a couple of slow, deep breaths. The second step is to drop your awareness into your heart, either with your intention and your focus, or through the energy of gratitude and love. The third step is just to feel. Allow what wants to be expressed from that space and allow that authentic expression through.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Get your goddess groove on with me, Laura Hosfor. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart healing grace. Get your goddess groove on. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens. For more information, visit LauraHosford.com. That's LauraHosford.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit theenergyparadigm.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Mary Jane, and we have Benny in the studio. Hello, Benny.
Hi, ladies. Welcome back.
Thank you. I think we have a caller.
We do. It's Carrie from California. Hi, Carrie. Welcome to the show.
Excuse me. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I had a question in regards to I keep getting like these frequent sore throats, and I just wanted to know if you had any kind of feeling in regards to my health, or if there's anything I can do to improve
it. Sure, I do. Did you get this sore throat before all the smoke was there? Is it pretty smoky where you are?
It is. Yes, I've had sore throats for a long time since I was young.
Okay. So the first thing I get on you is you have a toxic stomach. Do you have problems with your stomach?
Not severely. Something that is severe, but it could be.
Okay, so you've got a toxic stomach. That means that you have a lot of bacteria in your stomach. That bacteria goes up to your throat and in your mouth. So that's how part of what the sore throat is. And another thing why you would have that is you need to clean the drains in your house. Do you have you ever listened to the show before?
Yes, I have, but I listen to so many shows.
We've talked about cleaning drains. So you have to clean all the drains in your house because the gases come up. You breathe in those gases and then it gives you a toxic stomach. And then that's what's major part of your throat. So you've had them all your life. But this would aggravate it. The other thing you need is you need another product to boost your immune system to help you get rid of the sore throat.
And tell them about the
drain. I have a product that I purchased and I stopped using it.
What was it?
I even forget the name. I forget the name.
Where'd you purchase it from?
I purchased it from a friend that sells these health products.
Okay. So it has to be a really specific product. And if, you know, we would love to help you if you wanted to call for an appointment. It's something that if you've had this a long time and lingering, that only adds to other issues. You've got to be tired and your body just will be stressed out. And then you never quite are at your peak of feeling really good. So you have some underlying things that are hanging out there that aren't getting addressed.
It's kind of like Dr. Hoffman is saying, your throat is whispering to you and has been for a long time. But in order to do your drains, is a half a cup of baking soda?
A fourth a cup of baking soda and 2 cups of white vinegar. And you could use more if you want. You do that on every drain. But remember, when your throat has been whispering to you, you don't want to wait for it to scream at you, like Dr. Bob said. Now's the time to do something about it. And when you call our office, it's very specific what we do and get you back on the road to feeling good. Without any doubt. So give us a call.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kara. Take care. So that drain cleaning, quarter cup baking soda, 2 to 3 cups of white vinegar, let it sit. Obviously put the baking soda down first, then the vinegar, let it sit 20 minutes and then flush your drain. So that's every drain in your house.
Yeah.
And I've heard people say, well, I have a lot. Well, you know what? You got to get a lot of baking soda and a lot of white vinegar because they all need to get done.
Yeah. So that's major. So, yeah, again, it's like these little things that people have. She had that for years. And you get used to it and you live with it. And that's what you want to be careful of because it's whispering and whispering, but pretty soon you're going to get slammed with something major, and that's what you don't want. Because all these little things that people have, like sore joints, hip joint, and when their body is off and they just feel old and they can't walk, those are all symptoms that something's wrong, and you don't want to wait till you can't walk or you wind up in the hospital.
Yeah, you don't want, like Mary Jane said, pay attention to the whispers. Get it when it's whispering, not when it's actually screaming at you.
Well, it's the same like if you're having car accidents or if you're having accidents all the time. You know, those all mean something too. It's like the universe is trying to tell you something. Either slow down, look where you're going, pay attention. And so when those things happen, it's a red flag. So like pay attention to what it is and tune into it and see if you can figure out where you're at and what you're doing. Most of the time you can.
Yeah, those red flags. Yeah. I had a red flag myself. Mine was to slow down. I've slowed down quite a bit, so.
And it's not, remember, we're talking, you're listening to the radio, all of you clients list or people listening to the radio, what about your family? What about your relatives? What about your friends who have issues? Share this information to them, and it could help them to be, if you're the best you could be, it could help your friends to be better. I know I have clients and they do really well, but the rest of their family's not doing so well. So we want everyone to be okay, because then all your energy is, it's like you expand, your consciousness is raised and your vibration is much better.
Yeah, and you want everybody in your household to have the good energy, because if you've got somebody who doesn't have that good energy, they're just going to be sucking you dry and pulling you down, and you don't want that to happen. The other thing is Mary Jane does pets. Horses, I have to mention horses, because as you all know, if you've listened before, that's her first love. Dogs, cats, I mean, so your pets are having issues, she's the go-to. She treats you just like a human being. She's able to figure out exactly what's going on with your four-legged furry thing.
Well, especially with horses, I can test the hay you're feeding and test the food you're feeding if there's a problem and get you on the right track, because all food is not good and all hay is not good. It can look good, but it could have a lot of chemicals or toxins in it. So I'm able to test and figure that out and get everything like right down the middle, the best it could be, so then you don't have to worry about it.
And then we've had this talk before. Just because it's organic doesn't necessarily mean it's good, correct?
Correct.
Because I can say I've gone to the grocery store and I've seen organic vegetables and fruits, and some of them are looking pretty sad.
Everything has a vibration of everything. And when I score food, I mean, just like you, I score food, I score everything. And the food has to score it's on a scale of 0 to 10. It has to be 7 or better to be good. If it's a 6, that like food, it means it's dead. It's not of any value. So it's not going to improve your health. So sometimes eating organic can be a little, you just got to look for your source, make sure it's really fresh. And again, that's what I do too, is help people with muscle testing and looking at what's right for them and not.
Yeah, so some of that organic fruit's kind of scary looking, I have to say.
Yeah. All right. So,
final words?
Yeah. So we thank you for being here. It was a great show. We thank Dr. Bob for coming on. Lots of good information. Share it with your friends and we wish you your best life and stay safe and healthy.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show. And you, too, can go from ordinary to extraordinary. Exactly. Have a wonderful day. And we'll see you next. We'll be with you next month or Thursday of every month. Have a great day.